Jack Armstrong and the Phantom of the Sawdust Trail. The notorious smuggler who has already taken the lives of three men has threatened to do away with Jack Armstrong and his friends. Yesterday we saw him make an attempt to carry out his threat. As the long line of circus trucks rolled along the highway toward Del Rio, Texas, the plane of the Phantom suddenly dove out of the skies and sent a stream of bullets into the cab of Jack's truck. Jack and Billy heard his plane approaching and leaped from the truck just in time to escape death. A faulty wire on their headlight caused it to flicker on and off. Upon examination, they found the wire had been cut. So Jack is now positive. Someone working with the circus is in league with the dangerous smuggler. The blinking headlight told the Phantom which truck Jack was driving. As our story closed yesterday, Jack and Billy were taking off from the airfield adjoining the circus lot. They hoped to entice the Phantom to strike in broad daylight so that Border Patrol planes flying high overhead will be able to swoop down and capture the man. Yes, Jack and Billy are going to act as human decoys. Come on, let's go to the circus grounds and join Betty and Lady Thunder.
Tell you, Betty, you should have stopped him. Where's that man Smoker going up after him?
To help protect Billy when he makes the parachute jump. Jack and Smoker are going to keep circling around Billy and drive the Phantom away until the Border Patrol planes can dive in and finish him off.
And all the while, Billy will be floating down here helpless in that parachute. I tell you, it's foolhardy. If I'd have been here when they cooked up that crazy scheme, I'd have stopped him. What's the matter with that son of mine?
Please, Lady Thunder, Jack thinks this is a way to get the Phantom to strike. He has to be captured, you know.
Oh, all right. Agree with them if you want to, but I still think they're taking their lives in their hands.
They have to capture the Phantom. He's already killed three men, you know.
Then why did Jack and Billy want to risk their necks? I say look well enough alone. But it's their job. I suppose they're supposed to bring him to justice. When's Vic coming back, Betty?
Oh, in a week or two. He's down in Mexico planning a correlated campaign.
Planning a what?
A campaign to capture the Phantom, comparing notes with the Mexican authorities, organizing both branches of the Border Patrol into one central plan.
Oh.
They'll capture that smuggler, don't you worry. They may even capture him today. Oh, look at Jack standing up there.
Oh, it makes me dizzy just to watch him. If that Phantom does show up today, it'll bear out something I've been thinking about.
What, Lady Thunder?
Oh, never mind. I'll tell you later. If he shows up.
All right, Lady Thunder. Oh, dear, I wish I could see those Border Patrol planes. Of course, I know they're up there, but they must be up awfully high.
They're up so high you can't even see them, no doubt of that. If that Phantom comes streaking in when Billy jumps from that plane, they'll never get down in time. This is once I don't think Jack Armstrong was very smart. And I'm going to tell him so when he gets down on the ground. If he gets down.
Oh, dear Lady Thunder, don't talk like that. Oh, look, Smoker's up there standing with Jack and Billy.
Great Caesar, they're going to fly right into one another head on.
And look that way, but... Oh, they missed each other by inches.
Why do they have to clown around up there? Why doesn't Billy jump and get it over with?
You have to put on a show for the customers, Lady Thunder.
Not for my money, they don't. The show should be presented under the big top. All of these aerial shenanigans and no place in a circus. I suppose Al beat it when he saw me coming.
He had to go over to the box office to interview a new man.
A new man? You mean someone joining the show?
Lady Thunder, it's another member of the FBI. Vic sent it down here to take poor Cheetah's place.
Oh. Well, that's different. I don't want Al signing up any new talent. If you can call that man Smoker talent. Gonna take Cheetah's place, huh? Then Vic must have an idea like mine. Good for Vic.
What do you mean, Lady Thunder?
That'll be a secret between me and Vic. We'll see if it works out. I know men, Betty, and Vic must know men, too.
We'll see how it works out.
All right, Lady Thunder. Oh, dear, look at the stunt they're doing now. Going into a loop-de-loop.
Oh, every time they do that, my stomach turns flip-flop. I'm not going to watch him. Let me know when Billy jumps.
All right, Lady Thunder.
How do you feel, Billy?
Jack, please do another loop-the-loop, will you? I left my heart right up there. No, I guess it's down there. Oh, anyway, don't stop me. What are you doing now?
There is a barrel roll, Billy. What's the signal for them?
Barrel roll.
You're not supposed to jump until the Border Patrol spots another plane heading this way and gives us our cue word.
Cue word? Why do they have to pick the word funeral?
Because they have orders to bring in the Phantom dead or alive.
What's Smoker signaling for now, Jack?
Let me see. Oh, yeah. Falling leaf. This won't be bad, Billy. Just ride with the plane like you were on a bicycle.
I couldn't be that deceitful to myself, Jack. A bicycle has two wheels on the ground.
You said you wanted to come up and stunt with me.
Okay, I'm game. I guess. But from now on, I'm going to turn over a new leaf.
Oh, well, here we go, Billy.
The engine, Jack. The engine popped out.
I turned it off, Billy. Now, this isn't very rough, is it?
No, this isn't bad. Oh, now the other side. And I used to think it was pretty to watch leaves falling. They seemed to drift so gently to the ground. They were so pretty.
Hey, Jack, look at the plane. It's drifting over to our eyes.
Don't worry, he won't crash into us, Billy. Wave to it.
Then let go of this seat. I'll just blink my eyes.
Going up again, Billy.
How many more hours are you going to stunt, Jack?
Hours? We've only been stunting for a few minutes, Billy. We have to finish our routine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course we have to finish our routine. But what else do you have to do, Jack?
Simulate a dogfight, and then we'll go up a little higher for your jump.
So, happy day.
I wonder how Vic's making out on the other side.
Other side of what, Jack?
The border, Billy. Oh, come on, relax. It's not as bad as all that.
Maybe Betty will have something to report when we get down. I hope she's listening in on that truck radio.
Well, if she isn't, the tape recorder will get Vic's message.
Oh, yeah, forgot about that. Even forgot about the circus. Gee whiz, Jack, I hate to be chicken, but that series of loops just about took care of me.
That's because you're so tense, Billy. Now, if we go into the dogfight, ride with us.
Okay, Jack, I'll try.
There's nothing to fear. Smoker's one of the finest pilots I've ever met.
Well, don't meet him up here, Jack.
Here he comes. He's supposed to be the attacking ship. We're supposed to keep out of his way. Watch him now, Billy. When he's close enough, we'll nose down and he'll zoom right over us. Watch him. Ah!
That's fun, isn't it?
He's thinking, gonna try to come in on our tail. We'll pull him a minute as he flies past, try to get on his tail.
I'll be with you, Jack. All the way, I hope.
Here he comes, and up we go. We did it, Billy, we did it. We're on his tail. Theoretically, we're pulling machine gun bullets into it.
Did I get him, Jack?
Oh, but I would have if I'd been looking through a pair of sights.
Hey, Jack, Smoker's plane. Look at it. It's on fire. There's smoke pouring out of it.
Of course, Billy. We just shot him out of the sky.
You mean that... You mean that what?
Of course not. He's not in any danger. That black smoke's pouring out of his skywriting tube. He'll land safely. Don't worry about that.
Now, I suppose it's time for me to jump.
Almost, Billy. We'll swing around in a wide circle and try to coax the Phantom out of hiding. I have an idea he's been watching this show through high-powered binoculars.
That's a comforting thought.
Look off to the left there. Really looks as though Smoker's heading for a crash landing, doesn't it?
Yeah, sure does.
Now watch him. He'll pull out of that about 200 feet above the airfield, and then he'll come up here with us again.
Boy, I'll
crowd getting us through all of all this. I kind of wish I was with him.
It doesn't take very long to get down there by parachute, Billy.
That's what I'm thinking about.
Stand by.
That was one of the Border Patrol fires. He said stand by. All right, Billy, take off those parachutes.
Take off the... Hey, did you say take off those parachutes, Jack?
You hurt me, Billy. Please, hurry.
Look, Jack, I don't want to get down there that fast.
I'm not fooling, Billy. Take them off and then take over the controls of this ship.
Fly the ship?
You hurt me, Billy. Now hurry.
They just need jump to get it over.
There's no time to jump unless the Border Patrol sights another plane.
Oh, this is worse than the first time Al took that slide for life. I'll never forget that day either. Oh, why is that fool Smoker going back up there?
To help them, just in case.
A lot of help he'd be. All he can do is scribble numbers all over the sky.
Jack and Billy are climbing higher. They must be getting ready for the jump now, Lady Sunday.
Great Caesar, I have to get it over with. I never thought I could get this excited about anything. Look at the palms of my hands, wringing wet. I can't sit in this fool wheelchair any longer. Help me to my feet, Betty.
Lady Sunday, you should.
All right, then, I'll get out myself. Hold the chair steady. How can a body sit down and watch what's happening up there? I'm all right now. I'm steady enough.
Lady Thunder, Dr. Keller sees
you. He'll pat me on the back. I should have been out of that contraption a week ago. Smoker's circling around him, though. They're up high enough. Why doesn't he jump?
Lean on me, Lady Thunder.
I don't need your help, Betty. I'm all right, I tell you. All right, take my arm if you want it, but they just seem to be hanging up there. Suddenly moving.
They're getting ready, Lady Sunday. I don't see another ship in the sky any place to you.
I can't take my eyes off Jack's plane.
I don't see another plane.
Everything got so quiet all of a sudden. I don't like this, Betty. I don't like it at all. They're overdoing it. The crowd is practically holding its breath, waiting, just like we are.
They can sense something, Betty. It's just like inside the big top
before an accident. I don't know why, but the crowd suddenly goes quiet. I saw it happen time and time again.
Do you see another plane, Betty? I see a little speck way out there to the south. It might be a plane, Lady Thunder.
Where, child? Where?
Right where I'm pointing, Lady Thunder. Do you see it?
I see something off there, yes, and it seems to be getting bigger and bigger.
Oh, I wish Jack's plane were equipped with machine guns. You're right, Lady Thunder. It does look as though they're just hanging in space up there. Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
I can see Billy getting ready up there.
I can't make them out, Betty.
He's getting ready to jump, Lady Thunder. I hope he makes it all right. I hope nothing goes wrong.
Back in the sky, the stars getting larger. Do you think it's him? Do you think it's the Phantom, Betty?
Oh, dear. I don't know what to think. He jumped, Lady Thunder. He jumped. I saw him.
That's right, Betty. Hold on to me. Hold on to me, child. He'll be all right.
Why doesn't the parachute open? Why doesn't the parachute open?
It'll open, child. It'll open. Don't worry.
There. The parachute opened, Betty. He's floating down so slowly, Lady Thunder. So slowly.
He'll make it, Betty. He'll make it. Unless that Phantom... Where are those Border Patrol planes? Where did they come down to protect him?
They're up there, Lady Thunder. I know they are, but Billy's coming down so slowly.
Is Billy Fairfield strapped to that parachute which is slowly descending to the ground? That speck in the sky to the south, is that the notorious Border Phantom closing in to carry out his threat to do away with Jack Armstrong and his friends? Will those Border Patrol planes hovering in the sky high overhead be able to intercept that fast plane and capture the Border Phantom? Believe you me, I want to know the answers to all of those questions, and so do you. So be sure, all of you, to listen in tomorrow to the next exciting episode of Jack Armstrong and the Phantom of the Sawdust Trail. This is Norman Kraft inviting you to be with me tomorrow for another thrilling adventure with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.